go to the bottom half of the first inning of play. No score on the AMP scoreboard. And this is Lopez versus Lopez, part two, as Eduardo Lopez will take the mound for the Orem Owls. Lopez got the no decision against the Mustangs his last time out, but he's got a good record, 2-0 with a 3.09 ERA. This is his sixth start of the year in 23 and a third innings pitched. He has given up only 8 earned runs, 10 runs total on 24 hits. He has struck out 24 and he has walked 8. So 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio. First pitch to Blake Trahan is in there for a strike. Blake Trahan, and I'd like to say thanks to Matt Schoonover, who corrected me. He's got a 16-game hitting streak coming into tonight. I was thinking it was 14 going into Monday, but I had miscounted. So Blake, who had the streak continued on Monday night down in Grand Junction. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. That's Mrs. Hine inside with the fastball. Trahan ended up going 3-for-3 on Monday night. He had the double to lead off the ball game, walked in the third, singled to left in the fourth. He scored both times he had the hits there in the first and fourth innings. Then a single up the middle in the sixth and a walk in the eighth. Here's the 2-1 pitch, misses high. And the count now 3-1 on the Reds' third round draft pick. Blake Trahan out of Kinder, Louisiana, played for Louisiana Lafayette. Eduardo Lopez, his 3-1 offering on the way is high, and it's a leadoff walk for Blake Trahan. Trahan, that's his 12th walk that he has earned this year. Stepping in will be the third baseman tonight, Brantley Bell. Bell batting .324, and he is the beer batter tonight as the rain starts to fall again here at Dealer Park. Wind blowing out to center now. And we see a fairly decent shower coming down at the moment. Man on at first, nobody out. First pitch to Bell, misses inside and low for ball one. Brantley Bell to be followed by Kevin Garcia here in the bottom of the first inning. Kevin Franklin then should either one of those two get aboard. Toss over to first base back in time is Trahan. One ball, no strikes to count. Trahan on at first, nobody out. Pitch misses inside, 2-0 the count. Brantley Bell batting .324, no home runs, 11 runs batted in. He's got 7 doubles and a triple. He's awaiting the 2-0 offering from Lopez. Here it is, fastball high, it's 3-0. Bell ended up going 1-for-4 on Monday night. The RBI single in the fourth, sacrifice bunt in the first. That moved Trahan over to get the first run scored. Time called here as the third baseman, Mr. Michael Pearson, comes over to have a little word on the mound with Lopez. 3-0 the count now. Rain continues to fall. The fans under the awnings haven't moved, but everybody else has either umbrellas. That's ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the bottom of the first. They've got a few brave fans that are sitting without umbrellas out in the open, but the rest have either their umbrellas or got rain ponchos on. Time's called as the pitching coach, John Sluzars, will come out of the first base dugout to have a conversation. This first trip to the mound brought to you by Coach USA, the official transportation provider of the Mustangs. Book your next trip online at CoachUSA.com. Mustangs in their home whites with the Mustangs in red across the front, trimmed in black. They've got red lettering and numbers on the back. Again, black trim. Got a black pinstripe down the side of the pants. And the Mustangs are wearing their red caps with the black brim. They've got the gold horseshoe logo trimmed in white on the caps. So two men on with nobody out. Back-to-back walks to Trahan and Bell. Kevin Garcia will step in. First pitch from Lopez is there for a strike. Pitching coach John Sluzars, whatever he said. He said, let's throw a strike, shall we? And that is only the second strike in 10 pitches so far tonight. Thrown by Eduardo Lopez. Rain let up just a little bit, but it's still falling. Next pitch cut on and missed by Kevin Garcia. It's 0-2. Garcia batting .362 coming into this evening's contest. 25 for 69 at the plate. He's got four doubles, no triples, no home runs, six runs batted in. Check the runner out at second. That's Trahan. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss by Garcia. He's down on strikes for the first out here in the bottom of the first. So with two on and one away, Kevin Franklin will step in. Franklin had a good weekend down in Grand Junction. Kevin going into the first game in Orem. And remember, Kevin got hit by a pitch on the knee in the second game up in Missoula and missed over a week. But in his first game down in Orem, he was batting .087. Granted, that was only through eight games. First pitch to Kevin is in there for a strike, but he picked it up as he went 0-for-3 in the first night against Orem, then 1-for-2, 1-for-4, 1-for-5, but down in Grand Junction, 2-for-4, 1-for-4, and 2-for-4. In that first game, he had his first home run of the year and three runs batted in. So he's raised his average to .217 over a week from 0-87. Next pitch cut on and missed for strike two. Kevin Franklin, young man in his third professional season, drafted in the second round of the 2013 draft out of Salinas, California. Played with the Mustangs last year and was a big bat in the lineup during the Mustangs championship run in the playoffs. Led the playoffs with a .438 batting average. There's a fly ball fairly deep to right center field. Backing up and to his left is Cervantes Jr. He will look, and that one is gone for a three-run home run for Kevin Franklin. He scores Trahan and Bell ahead of him, and the Mustangs take a 3-0 lead. Well, the wind blowing out might have aided that just a little bit, but it was well struck out to right field. Kevin Franklin's second home run of the year, a 3-run shot. He picks up RBIs 7, 8, and 9 on the season, and the Mustangs with a big blast here in the bottom of the first. First pitch swinging here. Stevenson pops it up on the right side down into the foul territory. The first baseman, Boehm, will reach up and make the catch for the FF3 putout. That's the second out here in the bottom of the first. Defensive layout for the Orem Owls this evening. From right to left, it's Abbott, Cervantes Jr., and Foster. From third to first, Pearson, Fletcher, Moyer, and Boehm, who just made the catch in foul territory, the first baseman. Taylor Ward behind the plate. And on the mound, Edwar Lopez. First pitch to Raydell Medina. Misses for ball one. Medina coming into tonight. He's got a .268 batting average. Medina with five home runs, 16 runs batted in. There's a foul ball at the plate back on the first base side. Back to the railing in front of the Orem dugout. Medina, a week ago, ended up being the Pioneer League Offensive Player of the Week. One ball, one strike, the count. The pitch from Lopez. That one skips through past the catcher, Mr. War, back to the backstop. 2-0 the count. Medina, left-handed batter. 6 foot, 200 pounds. Out of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. There's a fly ball deep to right field. That will contact departure. Long gone. Out in right field. A home run for Raydell Medina. His sixth of the year makes it 4-0 Mustang. Medina made no doubt about that one. His sixth home run of the season. RBI number 17 on the year. And the Mustangs with a big first inning. Four runs here in the bottom of the first. And Mitch Piatnik, who is the seventh man in the lineup, will come to the plate. Lopez, first pitch to him on the inside corner for a strike. Piatnik, a switch hitter, so against the righty, he is batting in the left-handed batter's box. .292 coming into tonight's game. He's got one home run, four runs batted in. The 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball, catches on the outside part of the plate. And it is now 0-2 the count. Next pitch. That one misses, 1-2. Lopez is wide. The 1-2 pitch on the way down in the dirt evens it up at 2-2. And Doug Gray, who's checking in on Twitter tonight, saying the changes at the plate last year from last year could be paying off for Kevin Franklin. The rain picks up in intensity here at Dealer Park. Two balls, two strikes to count, two on, or two out, nobody on. Four in, bottom of the first, the pitch from Lopez. It's a shot through on the right side into right field. A diving attempt by Bohm, the first baseman. But Piatnik gets the single to right. And the Mustangs will send their eighth man to the plate. Time is called. And the umpires are saying, hey, it's time to get off the field. This is coming down in intensity. So, with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning, a 4-0 lead for the Mustangs. We have a rain delay as of 7:30. We'll see how long this will last. And why don't we do this? Let's take a 10-second pause for station identification here on the Mustangs Radio Network. My thanks to Ruger Jensen, who's manning the boards tonight, our producer-engineer back at KBLG. But Ruger, let's do this. Let's go ahead and we'll send it to a rain delay as the rain continues to come down here at Dealer Park. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. Mustangs leading the 4-0. We'll send it back to ESPN, and we'll break back in as soon as we have an update right here at Dealer Park. Back here at Dealer Park, we see a bit of sunlight reflecting off the top of the Dealer Park scoreboard out in right field, catching a little bit of the signs out in right center field as well as John Barna, the head groundskeeper, and his crew here at Dealer Park have done a phenomenal job working on this infield to try and get it playable again. The managers, I thought they were going to come out and talk with the umpire, but it looks like we're getting set as the Oramals are gathered up in front of the first base dugout, and their defense is about ready to retake the field. Manager Dave Stapleton coming out to talk with home plate umpire Mike Raines, and he's going to have a pitching change, I do believe. Make sure I give you the correct information on the new pitcher, so give me just a moment to make sure I don't give you the wrong pitcher coming in. But I believe the man that's coming in is Cody Pope, number 18. As the Owls are retaking the field, we've got two outs, bottom of the first inning. And, well, if they get the next pitch in here in the next 30 seconds or so, it'll be exactly a one-hour rain delay. But I don't know if we're going to get right back underway in the next few seconds. So Mustangs, of course, leading 4-0 in the bottom of the first. Such a great start. You would have hated to have wasted as they had two home runs, a three-run shot to right center by Kevin Franklin, and then a two-out solo shot to right by Raydel Medina. And indeed, we have a new pitcher on the mound. It is the right-hander, Mr. Cody Pope. Pope with no record, a 6.48 ERA. This will be his seventh appearance of the year. And so far through his first six appearances, he's gone 8 1/3 innings, giving up 6 earned runs on 9 hits. He's struck out 7. He's walked 3. He has allowed 2 home runs and has hit a batter as well. Eduard Lopez, who had only given up 1 home run coming into tonight's game, has given up 2 before he got out of the first inning. And, of course, Mother Nature did not help his cause. I'm sure he would have gone at least another couple of innings had Mother Nature not gotten in the way. But we will continue play here in just a matter of moments. If you are just joining us, starter Jose Lopez for the Mustangs gave up a leadoff walk to Kyle Savans Jr., then Michael Pearson flying out to center field for the first out. David Fletcher was at the plate. Kyle Savans Jr. was caught stealing 2-4. David Fletcher hit a triple. It would have been an RBI triple had Savans Jr. still been on base. But Fletcher ended up hitting a triple out the left field off the Coach USA sign. And then with a walk to Taylor Ward, put men at first and third with two outs. But Jared Foster lined out to Bell at third base for the final out in the top of the first. And in the bottom of the first inning, Blake Trahan drew a 5-pitch walk. Brantley Bell walked on 4 straight pitches to make it 2 men on with nobody out. And then Kevin Garcia struck out on 3 pitches. Kevin Franklin stepped in and sent a 0-2 pitch out to right center field for his second home run of the year. And runs batted in 7, 8, and 9. Then Tyler Stephenson flat out in foul territory to the first baseman. Boom. Raydel Medina sent a 2-1 pitch deep to right field for his sixth home run of the year. And then Mitch Piatnik had a single into right just past the diving attempt by the first baseman, Bohm, right when home plate umpire Mike Rain said, let's get the guys off the field because the rain picked up in intensity for the second time. So here we are. We are ready to get back underway. Stepping into the batter's box is the DH tonight, Shane Martirosian. Cody Pope, the right-hander. He looks in. He kicks. Here's the first pitch. That's inside. And so that is at 8:33, so an hour and three-minute rain delay this evening as we are back underway and glad to have play resume here at Dealer Park. Mustangs leading by a score of 4-0. Bottom of the first. Lights have now been called for here at Dealer Park. That's foul out of play on the first base side, or excuse me, third base side by Martirosian. Shane Martirosian last played on the ninth Thursday back in Orem. Last time that starter Eduard Lopez and Jose Lopez faced off, he went 0-for-3 in that ball game. Toss over to first base. Ooh, swipe tag there by Bowman first. Nearly got Mitch Piatnik, but he's able to get back in with that right hand. One ball, one strike to count. Two out, one on, and four in here in the bottom of the first as we are back underway here at Dealer Park. Mustangs leading 4-0. Toss over. That time back standing up is Mitch Piatnik. Piatnik 3-for-5 in stolen base opportunities so far this year. Wind continues to blow out towards right center right now, actually kind of swirling between that and from left to right, but it is blowing out away from home plate. There's a little line shot down the left field line. That could be trouble. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Ball will go into foul territory, heading over to third base. Piatnik, the throw there is not going to be in time. And advancing down to second is Shane Martirosian. Was he going all the way? It's a double for Shane Martirosian. So the Mustangs are a triple away from cycling as a team here in the bottom of the first as the ninth man will come to the plate in Zach Shields. Two men on now with two outs, four in. After an hour and three-minute rain delay, the Mustangs pick up right where they left off. And Zach Shields will step in. He's 1-for-4 on the night. Shields batting 192 coming into this evening's ballgame. Cody Pope, the new pitcher, on the mound. The first pitch from Pope. There's a fly ball out of play off the third base side towards the leadoff grill. For Cody Pope, we did see him pitch down in Orem. Matter of fact, the last time he did pitch was against the Mustangs on Friday. The 10th, he gave up three earned runs on two hits in an inning of work in the Mustangs' Friday night victory. That pitch down low evens up the count at a ball and a strike. Mustangs won on Friday night 8-0 against these Orem Owls as they came away with the split in the four-game series, and that was a very nice game to start. Ty Boyle, 7 shutout innings. He's run his consecutive scoreless inning streaks to 13 and a third over his last two starts. That pitch is high, 2-1 the count. On Zach Shields, the Mustangs' number 9 man in the lineup, and he is to the plate here in the bottom of the first. On at third base is Piatnik. On at second base, Martirosian. 4 runs already in, and the Mustangs looking to add another. Here's the 2-1 offering to Shields. Fouled out of play on the third base side. Evens up the count at 2-2. Well, again, now that we look at the radar, that storm cell, it actually picked up in intensity after it moved through the Billings area, as we see a couple of spots of bright red on the radar, but nothing showing off to the west now for the foreseeable future, which is good news here after we got a fairly substantial amount of rain over that first 40 minutes of the rain delay. There's a fly ball popped up. Shallow left field. Going out is the shortstop, Fletcher. He's underneath. He makes the catch for the P6 putout. That's the final out here in a very productive bottom of the first. 4 runs for the Mustangs on 4 base hits, 2 men left on base. We played one inning here at Dealer Park. The score on the AMP scoreboard, it's now the Mustangs 4, the Owls nothing.